stalls for them, you know. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned a shed for the harness. Was this part of the barn, or was this a separate one?
It was built in as a part of the barn, close to the horse shed, you see. Where we keep the mules or the horses. Mm-hmm. It'd be just off to one end. We'd hang our harness in there, a harness house. Mm-hmm. Next, we had to keep the collars and the harness away from the horses, because they'd knock them off and tromp them down. It'd be too bad. We had to keep them hanging up.
Now, was this enclosed on all sides?
As a rule, it was enclosed to keep the rain and the wind out. Often it was open on the south side. Everything in this country was closed on the north side on account of a north wind in the wintertime. But most of these sheds, cow sheds or barn sheds, were open on the south side. And often our harness house was just on the end of that, open on the south.
Did you raise pigs or hogs?
All the time, lots of them.
Did they have any special building to take it?
Yeah, we'd have sheds for our pigs in the wintertime, for our hogs. Of course, if you had sows and was raising pigs, you had to fire in sow, or she had to be enclosed in the wintertime, or your pigs would freeze to death. We kept houses to that purpose. We raised chickens, of course, all the time. A chicken coop, you know what a chicken coop is, do you not?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, we'd have them sitting all around, you know. Sure.
Now, you mentioned chicken house and chicken coop. Is this the same thing?
No. No, the chicken house is an overall. That's for the big chickens and the little chickens. But a coop especially is a smaller building. And that's where you put a hen that's just brought a new bunch of hatched her eggs and bought a new bunch of chickens. You put her over in a coop, a little place, you see, and keep her up out of the weather till the chickens get big enough to get out in the weather. And then often you'd want to catch a few friars or something and put them aside for a day or two. But of course, you know, in order to catch a chicken in, we had to get out and run it down.
Yeah.
Well, that took work.
Or shoot it.
Or shoot it, and we never shot one, run them down. We could just take out half of one, run them until they give out. And then you had your chicken coop. If you caught two or three and wanted to save them for a day or two, you put them in the coop. All you have to do is go out and pick them up then.
We always used to shoot ours.
Well, I have later in life with 22.
Yeah.
I always did too after I got too late to run or too old.
Yeah. Well, we'd chase one chicken and go in with a bunch and we'd scare them all.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the eggs would stop for a while. So
I've heard that. I'm sure that's true. I never experienced that a lot myself. But I know it happens.
Did you have a special building for storing corn?
Crib.
And how about grain?
Granary. Yeah.
Was that in the barn, or was that a special building?
Oh, as a rule, the barn was built with a tight. You see, for grain, for shell grain, you had to have a tight place. Well, that was usually built in one corner of the barn, and they call that the granary. And for the corn, the air corn and stuff, which we often just snapped and left the whole air soaking all, it was just a crib over there. You could just throw that anywhere, you know, and keep the stalk out of it. It's good enough.
You're stalking the rats.
Yeah.
Was your barn a single-story barn, or did it have an upstairs?
Always had an upstairs.
What did you call it, upper part?
Loft.
What did you keep there?
Hay. We'd put our forage of all kinds, baled hay, or in especially in the early day, we didn't bale anything, because we didn't have any balers. But we would cut the stuff and haul it in loose, take pitchforks and throw it upstairs in the loft, keep it dry, and in the wintertime we'd take our forks, and as the horses or cattle needed it, we'd bring it back down and feed.